Sokala Duma Radio.
There's a big final this coming weekend. The big final, it's David versus Goliath there in Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium. Their first cup final, TS Galaxy. They've just recently been assembled, but this is Kaizer Chiefs Cup. Why I'm saying this is Kaizer Chiefs Cup, because they've won it more than anyone else in South African football. But when you look at the stats, you can't really say that they favor Kaizer Chiefs. You can't really say that they favor TS Galaxy, but it's a big cup final.
Yeah, huge cup final. As you say, South Africa's very own FA Cup. And no doubt Chiefs fans want something to shout about this season. I think they've taken a lot of stick in the media, especially the social media of late. They're the butt of a lot of jokes with this position out of the top eight. And certainly they'll be feeling that, and they'll want to have something to scream and shout about. Sundowns are doing what Man City are doing in the EPL. Their star is certainly shining, and it's great to see. It's a big game for Ernst Windorp, the coach of Kaizer Chiefs, with speculation around will he or won't he be in charge next season? Does the Nedbank Cup save his job? So yeah, a lot of ramifications. Exciting. I would say that certainly in this cup final that the underdog is not as much an underdog as what Watford is against Man City. And we've seen upsets before. No NFD side has won it, I don't think, in a very long time in a cup final, if not mistaken. But certainly we've seen upsets before. And this is a Kaizer Chiefs team with a lot to prove.
Yeah, a Kaizer Chiefs team that there's a lot to prove. And if you remember correctly, their previous two cup finals, Kaizer Chiefs, that was still under the tutelage of Steve Gompela, where they lost to Ajax Cape Town, and where they also lost the Telkom knockout back in 2015 against Mamelodi Sundowns. This will be their third final. But to tell us more about this Nedbank Cup final, we've got one of their number one fan here in South Africa. He's also part of the Sokala Duma supporter club, a committee, Usis Fefe Sonti. I'll give it to you, Clint.
Mama Fefe, can you hear us?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you.
Mama Fefe. So just so that everybody knows, Mama Fefe is obviously one of the most prominent Kaizer Chiefs supporters in the country, and has been for many, many years. Follows the team all over the country at her own expense, and coordinates a lot of the other supporters who go and support the mighty Amakhosi. Mama Fefe, and she's also part of the Sokala Duma Supporters Committee, and she's helped grow that community and takes care of that community. Mama Fefe, the excitement around the Nedbank Cup for the Kaizer Chiefs supporters, what are the fans saying?
Wow, we are very, very, very excited about this cup. We really need this cup. It's been long. We're not winning any cup in Kaizer Chiefs. We are going there in numbers. All the provinces, they are going to Durban. We are excited because we're going to see our captain with our cup. We know the whole South Africa, they're going to be there to support TS Galaxy. And it's not TS Galaxy anymore. It's South Africa Galaxy, because all of them, they will be behind them. But you will see, Kaizer Chiefs, they have lots of supporters. You know what? As happy as we are, we think it's going to be like World Cup in Durban.
Okay. Mama Fefe, it must have been a tough week for you to see Kaizer Chiefs finish outside of the top eight, and especially as a Kaizer Chiefs fan in the streets and on social media, a lot of the other fans taking the opportunity to mock Kaizer Chiefs and poke fun at Kaizer Chiefs. Has it been very tough for you this season?
To be honest with you, I don't want to lie. I wasn't happy because I was there in PE. I wasn't happy, but we saw that we won't make it, and it's part of the game to lose. But we didn't expect to be out of top eight because we want to play for MTN. But anyway, it's happened. Life goes on. We will make it sure that next season we do everything okay, and we will know that next season we will fight for league, because we want to take league as well.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
All right, that is Umama Ufefe Sonti telling us about the mood amongst the Amakhosi supporters there in Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium. Remember, the game starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock, just an hour when it's halftime there in that big game in the FA Cup between Manchester City and Watford. Tune in to those paid TV channel or your national channel there, one. Channel 1, I can say, and watch the games out there at 7 p.m. Now, joining us to tell us more about this game, we've got our journalist there, the famous Mr. Ubiva Nazo, the man who's always making that promise, saying, leave it to the beaver. If you don't know it, leave it to the beaver. But Beaver, welcome to Soccer La Duma Radio, live. Kunjan.
Hi, Shane, and hi to the listeners.
But Beaver, we are building up to this big, big final. Kaizer Chiefs and TS Galaxy. Going into this final many, many years ago, if this was during that era of Coach Stuart Baxter, Kaizer Chiefs going into a final against TS Galaxy, I'm sure everyone who's going to the final will be optimistic that Kaizer Chiefs are going there to pick that cup final. But Kaizer Chiefs has just finished ninth on the log. There are some Kaizer Chiefs fans who are not feeling positive going to this final, but they know that this is Kaizer Chiefs and this is one competition that they are most successful into. What's going into your mind when you think about this final?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a tough one, you know, because one, Chiefs are under a lot of pressure from the coaching staff, the players, and even the supporters. I mean, like Clint has just alluded when he was talking to Mama Fefe right now, that there's a mocking going around. I mean, supporters are mocking each other about their team's performances. But going into this one, I think it's going to weigh heavy on Coach Ernst Middendorp. He's under a lot of pressure going into this game. And I don't think Kaizer Chiefs supporters that will back the Moses Mabhida Stadium will accept anything other than a win.
Talking about Kaizer Chiefs fans not accepting anything other than a win, earlier today we spoke to a former Kaizer Chiefs coach in the early 90s. It was in 1993, in fact, that was Sergio Dos Santos. And we had a conversation with him, and this is how it went.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
The incredible thing, of course, is that the soccer public in South Africa at the moment, if it was 20 years ago and Kaizer Chiefs is playing in the final against TS Galaxy, they don't even discuss who's going to win the match because they know who's going to win it. The difference now is because Kaizer Chiefs has been struggling, because the squad at Kaizer Chiefs at the moment is vulnerable in terms of quality and experience, suddenly it's not a cut and dry result. Everybody knows that Kaizer Chiefs is going to be under immense pressure. There's no question that Ernst Middendorp, since he's been at Kaizer Chiefs, has been focusing on trying to get the team a little bit more compact and organized. And in the process of doing that, he has been keeping his eye on the Nedbank Cup competition and has selected his team for certain league matches to ensure that certain players were going to be available at all times in the Nedbank Cup competition. But by doing that, he has kept changing his team. Certain players have not produced the goods, and I would imagine that right now he must be in two minds as to who he should play in this cup final, because some of the players that are supposedly the bigger players of the team have not come to the party, and therefore there must be a little bit of doubt in his head as to whether they have the capacity and the mental reserve to come into the final and do the business for the Amakhosi.
You're talking about those big name players. As Coach Ernst Middendorp, do you rely on those players, or do you maybe perhaps, seeing that you are playing against your TS Galaxy, do you perhaps give chance like to your Simbusi, your Dumisani Zuma, or do you give it to those players who I can say they are experienced like your Parker, your Katsande, your Castro?
Well, you know, you've just mentioned some very big players of yesteryear. The difference with Kaizer Chiefs then was that out of 11 players on the field, you probably had seven very, very experienced players with the right attitude, with the right determination, and they understood what it meant to play for a team like Kaizer Chiefs. I'm not convinced that the majority of players that are currently playing for Kaizer Chiefs have got that same determination, that same understanding of what it is to be a Chiefs player. So the big players like Bernard Parker, Castro, and Cooney when he was there, you need those players around you to build that base to ensure that the younger players carry the team forward. But in the old days, it used to be the other way around. You had the big players that gave you the base, but the youngsters that came in gave you the legs, the desire, the excitement. Well, I don't believe that at the moment Kaizer Chiefs has got a player like that. So if Biliat or Castro or Katsandi, any one of those players, doesn't rise to the occasion, the youngsters are not capable of doing it. I'll give you a perfect example. Xtien, who I think had immense potential, is a fantastic player. One week, he would have an incredible match, and the next week, he would be just an average player. So what I'm saying to you is, that is the difference between Chiefs now and Chiefs of yesteryear. So if I say to you now, choose a Kaizer Chiefs player, who do you think is the best player? Everybody's going to say Biliat. If I say, give me a second one, you can't give me a second one. You're going to have to think about it. Whereas in the old days, when I asked you who's the best player, you would have to think about it, and then you'll probably give me six or seven names. And I think that is the difference between Kaizer Chiefs then and the Kaizer Chiefs now.
On that was our conversation we had earlier with the former Kaizer Chiefs man there, Eusebio dos Santos, telling us more about this Kaizer Chiefs team, telling us more about what it takes to win a cup final. Remember, in 1993, he came in after a successful Kaizer Chiefs team of the late Jeff Butler, where they won the treble, where they won the Nedbank Cup, where they won the MTN 8, and also the league. He's telling us how difficult it was for him to come and manage a team that had already won so much. But Putbiva, now this conversation with Eusebio dos Santos, he's mentioned something really interesting, saying that if Kaizer Chiefs will go into this game thinking that the name Kaizer Chiefs will win them that final, they will be mistaken. Is he correct?
He is very much correct, Shane. I mean, I've watched TS Galaxy and how they play. And believe me, those young boys are fearless. And it's been a problem for a while for Kaizer Chiefs, thinking that the name Kaizer Chiefs will play for them. I mean, I think it's high time that Coach Middendorp, especially for this one, it's high time that he rings some changes if he wants to achieve the results. Otherwise, if he's going to rely to what he calls the experienced players and all that, I think he should go with form when he selects his team.
Like, talking about form, Budbiva, I mean, we've seen the players like your Dumisane Zuma been coming off the bench more lately. We've seen your Kama Biliat, he's a regular starter. We've seen Ucastro, he came off from injury, but he's been missing a lot of chances, especially in that game against Chippa United. But now, going into this game, do you give like a chance, like I ask Eusebio, to your players like Dumisane Zuma to start, or do you say, Castro, Biliat, go there and kill the team?
Well, I think it will depend on how he sees it in during training. I mean in training during the week, because remember, Coach Middendorp is with the team the whole week preparing them for the final. So sure. That will largely depend on what he sees when he was training them, and who's ready, who's not ready.
Yeah. All right. And also on this, I mean, earlier on today, we spoke to Joe Klan. He's one of our top journalists here at Sokala Duma. Joe Klan, we had a conversation with him. He's telling us more about this TS Galaxy team, telling us about how Coach Dan Malesela has prepared for this final. And we chat up with him earlier, and this is how our interview with him went.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And now joining us on the line is Sokala Duma journalist. His name is Joe Klan. Joe, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio Live. How are you doing, man?
Oh, good, brother. Yourself?
I'm cool, man. Joe, we are building up to this big Nedbank Cup final. And I'm saying it is big because Kaizer Chiefs fans, this is their last opportunity for this season of 2018-2019 to celebrate. The last time they won a piece of silverware was back in 2015, beating Orlando Pirates, their arch rivals, in the MTN 8. They also won the league at that time. But now they went on a four-year drought. This is their last chance of winning a silverware. Could this be the time for Kaizer Chiefs fans to rejoice once again?
I mean, look, you would hope so. you know, like for a club like Kaizer Chiefs, a club that size, when you look at a drought of this length, obviously it's the longest in the club's history. It's never happened before that they've gone this amount of time without winning a trophy. So the fact that they're coming up against National First Division opposition as well, you would say that the odds are in their favour. Look, with cup games, you never know. The form, the history of the clubs kind of goes out the window. But with the players that Chiefs have got, and like I say, the size and stature of that club, you've got to be looking at them as favourites this weekend.
And going into this final, we've had this team of TS Galaxy, and in their semi-finals they beat Golden Arrows, coming back from 2-0 down to drawing the game and even going on to extra time and winning the game. And they've got players that they can cause an upset at any given day. Do you think TS Galaxy, they stand a chance against this Kaizer Chiefs team?
I think they always stand a chance. I think, you know, when you go into this kind of game, you know, Chiefs players, I think no matter how hard they try, there is always going to be that little bit of complacency there. You know, they're going against a side that is smaller than them, that is younger than them, that is... I mean, they weren't a side that were really challenging for promotion there either. So I think there's always that little bit of complacency that might sneak in. And to be fair to TS Galaxy, they've shown they've got a bit of quality as well. You know, they didn't get past Golden Arrows by luck. They earned that win there. They did what they had to do. People like the Passu, who's obviously on loan from Pirates. He's had a very good campaign with Galaxy in NFD and in the Nedbank Cup specifically. So I do think they've got a chance. You know, Chiefs are on a really bad run of form in the league. And I think it depends what Kaizer Chiefs we see. You know, we've seen them in the Nedbank Cup against Cape Town City. They played phenomenally well against Chipper United. They turned it on and they got a result there. But if they play like they've been playing in the league of late, then I really do think TS Galaxy do have a chance.
And talking about Kaizer Chiefs, I mean, before we go into Kaizer Chiefs, we're still here on TS Galaxy. We've got a coach, Dan Malesela, who's had a very good track record against Kaizer Chiefs while he was still at Chipper United. And he's brought in some former legends like your Eric Ramasike, your Roger Fuchumba to come and help him plan for this big, big game. I mean, that is taking this game really, really seriously. He's won this piece of silverware, and this is his first season at TS Galaxy. Do you think him bringing in former players like to motivate his players can work in his favor? What psychological gain can his players gain from this mentorship from your Eric Ramasike and your Roger Fuchumba?
Definitely. I think, you know, psychological is a massive part of football. You know, the situation that players find themselves in and how they deal with big games is something that's spoken about in global football all around the world every day, you know. It's all well and good getting a result against Golden Arrows when there's a smaller crowd there, when there's not so much pressure. But when you're at packed out Moses Mabhida Stadium in front of a stadium that's going to be 95% Kaizer Chiefs fans, you know, these guys need to know how to deal with that. And bringing in legends like Roger Fuchumba, like you said, like they know how to win trophies. They know how to play in front of big crowds. And I think that is something that can definitely be beneficial to the players. And I've no doubt that Dan's thought about this when he's brought these guys in.
Now, talking about now Kaizer Chiefs, this is a Kaizer Chiefs team that has had that firepower up front. If you look at it on paper, you can say Kaizer Chiefs have the best attacking firepower up front. When you look at your Leonardo Castro, when you're looking at your Kama Biliat, your Dumisane Zuma, those are your big, big players that can make a difference at any day. And Kaizer Chiefs seem to have struggled this season whenever Kama Biliat hasn't produced that performance, that A performance that he normally produces when Kaizer Chiefs wins. Kaizer Chiefs, Kama Biliat, Leonardo Castro, how important will they be for Kaizer Chiefs this coming weekend?
Yeah, I think Biliat especially, you know, like he's been their key player whenever they've scored goals this year. A lot of it has been to do with Kama, whether he was scoring or assisting or somewhere along the way he was involved. And like you say, they have struggled a little bit when he's not turned it on. Not just when he's not played, but there's been games when he's not been in the best of form and they still struggled in those matches, even though he's been on the field. So for me, it's not just about Kama playing; it's about Kama finding his feet early. And look, he's saved him in the Nedbank Cup a couple of times. You know, he came on in a couple of the games when they needed someone to up the ante a little bit, and he got the job done. So I think that they'll be very much looking at karma this weekend to sort of set the tone. You know, when you brought a guy in on the kind of money that karma's on from the kind of club that we brought him in from Manuel Lewis announced, these are the games you want him to turn up the heat and win the game for him.
Joe, you know, I know you from Twitter, and I know that you are a man that many of us depend on when you are looking at the numbers we're talking about, stats. Based on your stats that you have, I'm not sure about the stats that you have about TS Galaxy, but obviously Kaizer Chiefs will have huge stats ahead of TS Galaxy. But going into this game, will those numbers work in Kaizer Chiefs' favor, or this is a game that will be started on a clean slate with both teams going at each other?
I think definitely it'll be very much a clean slate. You know, we've got a situation here where this Kaizer Chiefs situation isn't normal. You know, they're a club that are the Cup Kings. They're a club that have consistently won trophies throughout the whole of their sort of life as a football club. But that's not the case now. You know, they're in a position where there's a lot of pressure on them all of a sudden. There's pressure on them to win. There's pressure on them to get results. And, you know, when you go up against an NFD side who have got a massive point to prove because they already feel a little bit inferior because of they are the smaller club. I do think that it does sort of go out the window a little bit. You know, it's... You would hope that from a Kaizer Chiefs perspective, that their players are able to put that to the back of their mind and just play TS Galaxy like they are playing against the Orlando Pirates or playing against Manly Sundowns, and that they're able to keep the heat up. But like I say, it's very much down to the players, really. I think if they don't approach this game correctly, I think it could be a very much a potential banana skin for him.
Thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us on Soccer Duma Radio.
Always a pleasure. Hopefully we get a load of goals this weekend and we can talk about it again next week.
definitely so. Thank you so much, Joe.
Cheers, brother. Have a good weekend.
You are still tuned in live to Soccer Duma on a Friday. Clint, you heard what Joe said. Do you have anything to add on what he said?
Yeah, I think, I mean, everyone's really singing from the same hymn sheet when it comes to Kaizer Chiefs, the Nedbank Cup, and TS Galaxy. This is a must-win for the club. I would say it's a must-win for Ernst Middendorp. Here are a couple of things that maybe people should keep in mind. I think it was in 2000, I played for Cape Town City, then in the NFD, in a bobsave. I believe it was a bobsave cup then, if I'm not mistaken, and I played against Kaizer Chiefs. It was meant to be David and Goliath. And we walked into a very hostile environment. I think if there were five fans cheering for us, and the rest of the stadium was cheering for them. And that was a good team. It had the likes of Dr. Kamala coming to the end of his career, but there was a Nomveti in there, a young Pule. So it was a team that should have brushed us off the park. For the first 10 minutes, the Chiefs fans were behind Chiefs and applauded and cheered every touch of the ball and were on their side. But as halftime came, as we came to halftime, Cape Town City actually went 1-0 up. And the Chiefs fans started turning on the Chiefs players, especially the bigger name players who they thought should be giving more. And it's embarrassing for them to actually the scoreline. So the longer it stays 0-0, or should TS Galaxy go up, you're going to find incredible pressure. And suddenly a fan who should be lifting the players up is actually putting even more pressure on the fans. And I expect to see the famous circular hands motions from the stands asking for substitutions and putting a lot of pressure on the coaching staff, on the players on the field, on the youngsters who need to come into the environment. So hopefully, from Middendorp's point of view, they get an early goal and that settles the nerves and keeps the fans happy. The longer this stays 0-0, or should the scoreline go against Chiefs in any way, that stadium full of Chiefs fans may actually start hurting the team a little bit. So it remains to be seen. I'm going in there as a neutral, as always. I think it would be interesting to see TS Galaxy push this Chiefs team to the very end.
Oh, one would think that you were here when we had that conversation with Sergio Dos Santos, because he said exactly the same thing, that should this game go into that 20th minute and still remain 0-0, and going into the 30th minute still 0-0, TS Galaxy will fancy their chances against Kaizer Chiefs, and Kaizer Chiefs will throw everything that they have at TS Galaxy, and should they go into halftime still 0-0, then TS Galaxy will come out, because most of their games that they've won, and they've won their game after the second half, means that they gain confidence as the game is going on. We also had a chat with the former Kaizer Chiefs a defender. Kaizer Chiefs, he's played as a defender, he's played as a midfielder, he's played as a striker, and that Patrick Mayo. I've never seen a man who's playing so many positions as a footballer. And we had a conversation with him yesterday, and this is how he spoke to us.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
On the line, we've got Ubud Patrick Mayo. Ubud Patrick, welcome to Soccer La Duma Radio. How are you? Very well, very well, Budam. Look, Kaizer Chiefs, your former team, they are playing a big final over this weekend. They're playing against TS Galaxy, but this is the same final that you won back in 2006 against your arch rivals, Orlando Pirates. How does it make you feel that your team, after a poor season, but they managed to make it to the final of the Nedbank Cup?
First of all, I would like to say I was not impressed by the way they played the whole season.
Sure.
Even now, they are even out of the top eight. So they need to be very, very, very serious if they want to compete for the league honors. Otherwise, if they going to keep playing like the way they are playing,
sure,
they'll end up being relegated or fighting for relegation. Because some of other teams, they reinforce their teams, knowing that they are going to compete for the league. But now that they are in the final, they mustn't underestimate their opponents. Because for that team to be in the final, it means that they are capable of even winning the final.
Sure. And we've seen Kaizer Chiefs in this edition of the Nedbank Cup. Most of the teams that they played, even from their last 32, they played teams in the lower leagues. And they managed to pull out victories, but it was difficult. I remember the one of their games they played in East London, where they even went into extra time, meaning that Kaizer Chiefs has struggled to make it this far into this cup final. As coach Ernest Smidandorp, can he pull it off?
It's going to be difficult because I personally, I prefer to play against the team that I normally played against in the league rather than to play those small teams that are playing in the NFD.
Sure.
Because you don't normally watch them.
Mm.
Most of their games, they are not being televised.
Mm.
So to me, it's much better to play against a team that is playing in the PSL because those guys, you can't even play against those teams because you don't know even their players. How are you going to play against those small teams?
Yeah.
So teams is going to be very, very difficult. Well, they always struggle when it comes to play against these smaller teams.
Wow. And Patrick, now just to revive the memory of these young ones who are supporting Kaizer Chiefs, the ones that we call AMA 2000s. I mean, you were there when Kaizer Chiefs won this cup back in 2006 and you were in the starting lineup against Orlando Pirates. How did you prepare for such games, for such a big finals? I remember you played against your rivals, but Kaizer Chiefs now, they are playing against a less fancy teams, but playing for Kaizer Chiefs, how different, how do you guys prepare for a big final?
It depends to the coach.
Sure.
Because every final is easy. I mean, it's very important, especially for Chiefs. Because now that they've only won a Super Bowl for so many years. So it's going to be more difficult for them. Because I've watched TS Galaxy play.
Sure.
They are playing a very good football. If Chiefs, they are going to play like the way they played against Super last week, they'll be for the trouble. I'm telling you, those guys, they are playing very, very good football. And they don't have big names.
And
everybody, it's always the case when you play against the big teams. Those guys, they will rise to the occasion. Some of them, they will look for contracts for next season.
Mm.
You see? So everyone wants to impress when it comes to play against those two teams.
Sure.
So it's going to be a very, very difficult final for Chiefs. But for them, in order for them to win it, they have to dig deep in order for them to win it. Otherwise, if they're going to play like the way they played last week, I promise you, I mean, those guys, they will win the final, TS Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Chiefs have played for Chiefs, but nothing against Chiefs.
Sure.
But the way they are playing, everyone is not impressed. Because out of 90 points, that was at stake. They only managed 39 points.
Mm.
Imagine. So going to be a huge mountain for them to climb.
Yes, but Patrick, during your time, when you were preparing for huge matches, you spoke about big name players. You said TS Galaxy, they don't have those big name players. But when you look at the Kaizer Chiefs side, they've got Abo Castro, there's Abo Billiard. Those are your big name players.
And some of the players who are playing for TS Galaxy, they're both guys that are going to play against them. Some of them are role models to them.
Sure.
But to rub shoulders with Tatande as one of the TS Galaxy midfielder, and you contest against him 50-50, pound to pound. Mm. I mean, next time you understand him, because you said, this man, I can compete against the big names like Tatande. We beat them, or they beat us maybe on penalties, something like that. Because when you win a final on penalties, a win is a win, but if you win it on penalties against those small teams,
Yes, Budmayo, during your previous answer, you spoke about something that really caught my attention. You spoke about this Kaizer Chiefs team that out of 90 points, they collected about 39 points. Now, during your time when you were playing for Kaizer Chiefs, you had those big players. Not talking about big name, but your experienced players, your players that you knew that when Kaizer Chiefs is down, those players, they can chip in with their goals. I'm talking about yourself. I'm talking about your Seren Zama, your Collins Mbesuma, your David Khadebe, your Arthur Zwane. At that time, those were the players who could pick up Kaizer Chiefs. Now, when there's 90 points at stake and you collect 39, do you think Kaizer Chiefs has those players who could maybe, if this game goes, let's say, to the 70th minute and it's still 0-0, those players that could grab the game by the scruff of the neck and say they can pull up a result for Kaizer Chiefs, do you think this current Kaizer Chiefs team has those kind of players?
Not at all. They don't have. If on the day Kama Billiard is not in the game, Chiefs is out of the game. Mm. They rely too much on Kama Billiard. Yeah, if Kama, I mean, those guys, they normally watch Chiefs when they are playing. Sure. So they know that how are they going to contain Kama. And those guys, they don't defend us for TS Galaxy. They want to make names for themselves also. So it's not going to be easy for Billiard. Because I can count players who are on form for Chiefs. It's Katande, it's Parker, and this young boy who always comes in as a substitute to Misani Zuma.
Sure.
Those are the three players. Kama's performance is like a graph, it's fluctuating. You see, it goes up and down.
Yeah, but Patrick, I guess we'll have to wait. But do you think between these two teams, this is Dan Malesela, and he's made some comments in the media saying that he's won this cup beating Kaizer Chiefs during his playing days, and he says he is looking to repeat that feat again. Do you think Ubra Dan Dance has what it takes to beat Kaizer Chiefs in this big final?
Yeah, he can. Anything is possible. Because there's no guarantee that Chiefs, because of it's a big team, that is going to win the final. They have to fight for it. In order for them to win it, they have to work very hard. But if they are going to be complacent, then they will be in trouble, I'm telling you. Because that's one thing that keeps in other players' minds when they are in the final. They tend to relax. You don't relax until the third lady sings.
Wow. You can't relax until the fat lady sings. But Patrick, yesterday we spoke to one of your colleagues about Tebogo Moloi. We spoke to him. We spoke to Abo also, former legend, yes, Sundowns, Eric Ramasike. We also asked them towards the end of our interview with them. We asked them about this current nominees of the PSL Player of the Season, Footballer of the Season. The PSL on Monday, they released the nominees, and the big nominee is that one that includes Uhlompho Kekana, Uthemba Zwane, Uthemba Inkosi Lodge for the Footballer of the Season. In just your honest opinion, who do you think will walk away with this big award?
All of them. They deserve. Mm. It's going to be very, very close. Mm. But on my opinion, I'll give it to Uhlompho.
All right.
Yeah, but Patrick, thank you so much, Budam, for taking your time and speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio. We really appreciate it. Engos kakhulu but. And you are still tuned in to Sokala Duma Radio live on Friday. But Beaver, you heard what Patrick Mayo has said. He's won this cup before. He was there when Kaizer Chiefs won this cup back in 2006. And he said some really interesting stuff that Kaizer Chiefs, he doesn't believe that they have those kind of players that can grab this game by the scruff of the neck when Kaizer Chiefs can pull out a performance that will give them this big final against CS Galaxy. Do you agree?
Well, like I said, it will depend on who the coach select on the day. Because, I mean, Chiefs do have big characters in the team, the likes of Bernard Parker and them. But like Brapet has just said, I mean, if they can get Karma into the game, then maybe that's going to be their trump card. I mean, there seems to be a heavily reliance on him lately from Chiefs. But then again, he's one of the best players in the country, in the league. So I think the Chiefs needs to get him into the game very early.
Yeah, right. Clint, one final word on this game. You heard what Patrick Mayo has said. Anything that you pick up from there that you can add on?
Yeah, look, South African soccer is more exciting when Kaizer Chiefs achieve things.
Sure.
If you're in Spain and Barcelona and Real Madrid are winning, you're excited. If you're in Holland and Ajax are winning, you're excited. If you're in Germany and Bayern Munich are winning, you're excited. In South Africa, there was a stage when that was the case. Almost every other season, they'd win something. But like it or not, the fact of the matter is that the biggest percentage of supporters in this country are Kaizer Chiefs supporters.
Sure.
So the lifeblood of soccer excitement is, to a large extent, Kaizer Chiefs and their fans. To ensure that stadiums are full, to ensure that people watch the African football, to ensure that stars are born, Kamalos and Jabu Mahlangu's Pules and Steve Lekale's and Sovilakazi's, you need heroes to be wearing the yellow and the black and the gold of Kaizer Chiefs, like you do for Pirates and Sundowns and others. But there's a certain expectation associated with the brand. And I think that for the good of South African soccer, Kaizer Chiefs needs to lift a trophy, and hopefully that kickstarts a revolution, a positive revolution that says, we're on the right track, give us time. If they lose, there will be changes at Kaizer Chiefs, but it'll be done in a negative way, where possibly people lose jobs, possibly players leave the club, and fingers are pointed by the supporters until success comes back. So as a South African soccer fan, I think what's good for South African soccer is a Kaizer Chiefs win. But as a realist and watching all the fairy tales that have unfolded in the last couple of weeks, and European football as well, the truth of the matter is that this young side from the NFD have every opportunity and chance to beat Kaizer Chiefs. Ironically, and when we played against Kaizer Chiefs as a no-name team, as an NFD team, a lot of those players will see this as an opportunity of a trial at Kaizer Chiefs, because a lot of players are sometimes signed off the back of one good performance against Chiefs. So
sure,
They'll be lifting their games. They'll know that the whole of South Africa are watching them. And if Middendorp doesn't get his tactics right, and if his players think this is going to be easy, they've got another thing coming, and it should provide for spectacular entertainment for the neutrals and nail-biting entertainment if you're a Kaizer Chiefs fan.
Yeah, and there's also a question that I asked to Sergio Dos Santos about this Nedbank Cup. Could this be what Kaizer Chiefs need in order for things to turn around in preparation for next season? Or is the problem really deeper than this Nedbank Cup? Because we've seen with Baroka, where everyone said Baroka United, after their win in the Telkom knockout, that Baroka will steal and challenge for more things to come. But surprise, surprise, at the end of the season, they were fighting relegation. But not to say Kaizer Chiefs will be fighting for relegation, God forbid. But this Nedbank Cup, is it what Kaizer Chiefs need, or should Kaizer Chiefs do more than and look beyond winning this Nedbank Cup in preparation for next season?
Look, I think if you can finish the season off with success in a major cup like this, it's good for an organization. And I think Kaizer Chiefs organization, when I say, I mean the entire team. So remember that the pressure that is felt on by the players, it's not just the players, that whole organization is under pressure. From the coaching staff, the technical staff, the management, Bob Stake, Every single person in that Kaizer Chiefs family knows that there's a certain expectation and that they're not living up to it now. This puts them on, it gets a little bit of a momentum for the new season to say, right, we did something positive, we won a major trophy, let's build on that. If they lose it, it becomes a different beast, especially the pressure is even bigger now because it's not just the media, it's not just the newspapers or the official websites that creates that pressure. Social media is a beast, and social media will put massive pressure and gives people a voice that previously they didn't have. And so your Facebooks and your Twitters and your Instagrams will put unbelievable pressure on the Kaizer Chiefs organization if this cup does not come to Nat Arena.
Yeah, before I go into the predictions, guys, we have some clips from Willard Khatsande and Umphahlele. They were speaking to the media during the week, and this is what they had to say.
We've got experience, and we know how to play cup finals, and we've been in cup several cup finals. Some have won, some have lost, so you know how it is to be in the cup final. Yes, the Chiefs Galaxy, with respect, they're a good team, but they're going to be excited to be in the final. They're going to be showing off to show everybody in the country that, no, they can play. They never be there by a fluke. But us, our eyes will be on the prize. We only worried about the result. That's what we want most. So they can have and they can show off whatever they want and they can play good football. But at the same time, as we are business people, all we want is to do business, to end our season on a high, to win a trophy to our supporters, because it's embarrassing if you go in the streets and in the garages, in the taxis, you hear about guys, please, you're disappointing us. It's so touching because they love their team. So us as players, we know that we've disappointed them to finish out of top 8. But the only thing we can redeem ourselves, the only thing we can pay them back the way we hit them the whole season is by winning a trophy, which is NetBank. So I really thank God for giving us this opportunity to play this cup final so that we end our season on a high and we are the guys who are going to have the last laugh. And we wanted one trophy to open the gates for more. Because if you could see, we've got the young ones who are hungry, who are capable of writing their names in the history of the club. And we just need that one trophy in order for us to open for many trophies to come. So we start with this one, which is not being cup. We need to give our all and we need to run. And we're going to run hard for us to get that result. I don't know how we're going to get the result, but come 9 o'clock, we need to have the result. We don't care about the position, we don't care about anything. All we care about is the result.
We're disappointed, but the truth is we're not going to dwell in the past. We can't change what happened. We're disappointed, but we cannot change it. And it's important for us to try and forget about it, especially this week, because we have a big game. We're disappointed, but we'll try again next season with the league. But now we've got a task ahead of us on Saturday against Chiefs Galaxy. I think that's where we just need to give everything we have. It's not gonna heal the wounds. It's not gonna heal the wounds, but it will be better if we win.
And that was the voice of Kaizer Chiefs midfielder Willard Khatsande and Kaizer Chiefs defender Ramahlo Mphahlele, sounding optimistic and confident ahead of this big final against TS Galaxy at Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium tomorrow. Guys, I know that we've run out of time, but I've got only 5 seconds to each of you. I'll start with you, Budbiva. Score prediction in the FA Cup here in SA, Kaizer Chiefs, TS Galaxy?
2-1 to Kaizer Chiefs.
Dave?
I'm going to say it's going to finish a 1-1 and decided by penalties.
Clint, 5 seconds.
I'm going to go big. 5-1, Kaizer Chiefs.
Wow. Kaizer Chiefs win, yeah. I would also be asking our producer, but hey, he says no. And also, there's some breaking news, if I can also give that just so 10 seconds. Banyana, head coach there, Desert Ellis, announcing his squad for the upcoming FIFA World Cup squad. The interesting team. Go to our website there, www.sokaladuma.co.za, and you will see there the full squad squad that coach Desiree Ellis has announced. Thank you so much to all who has contributed to the show today. Sergio Dos Santos is also spoken to us today. Joe Crane, our top journalist there. Patrick Mayo, the former Kaizer Chiefs defender, midfielder, striker, the former Kaizer Chiefs, everything. Also, Willard Katsande and Umpatlele, we had their notes, their clips there telling us about this upcoming final. Thank you so much, guys, and thank you so much for listening. From myself and my producer here, Simon Streller, this is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.